ISO, removes credit requirement for transmission registry, written by Michael Brooks and Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. ISO has removed the credit rating requirement for prospective bidders to enroll in its Transmitter Selection Framework Registry, a pre-qualification mechanism for the ISO's competitive procurement that is expected to begin in 2026. Removing the requirement will ensure that all applicants are assessed using consistent financial criteria, ISO, officials said in an engagement session October 15. This allows us to evaluate organizations consistently through these early phases, but it's expected that credit rating requirements will be expected and introduced as a requirement at the time of the request for proposals, said Denise Jong, ISO, Senior Manager for Resource Adequacy and Sector Evolution. ISO, officials said the change was made in response to feedback after its stakeholder engagement in June. The TSF are open July 31. Concerns were raised around the current credit rating criteria within the TSF registry that they may be too restrictive at this stage of the process, and it seemed that it was required for some but not all, Jong said. Throughout their presentations, Jong and her colleagues emphasized the importance of Indigenous participation and support for projects. They said since the June engagement, the ISO has continued talks with Building Ontario Fund, or BOF, and Canada Infrastructure Bank, or CIB, to develop ways to encourage Indigenous participation and provide loans to developers of TSF projects. The BOF is administering the Indigenous Opportunities Financing Program, or IOF, formerly the Aboriginal Loan Guarantee Program, which provides credit support to help Indigenous corporations attract lenders.
The IOF is not a loan or a grant program, said Andrew Lee, ISO, Senior Advisor for Resource Acquisition.
The IOF is a form of credit support intended to enhance Indigenous corporations' credit worthiness and attract lenders willing to provide a loan. Three loan guarantees totaling $327 million have been provided by the fund through September, Lee said, including most recently one for the Chatham Lakeshore Transmission Line, a 49-kilometer double-circuit 230 kilovolts line in southwestern Ontario.
ISO says initiating competition, a directive from the Minister of Energy and Mines Integrated Energy Plan, or IEMP, will lower costs and produce innovation.
The ISO is working with the ministry to identify the first transmission project to be open to competition, with a focus on the South and Central Bulk Study, with recommendations scheduled for late 2025, and the North of Sudbury and Eastern Ontario Bulk Studies, both expected in early 2026. But most of the 1,500 kilometers of new transmission lines planned or under development will be awarded to incumbent transmitters. Partial contracting model. The ISO announced in June that it had decided on a COD plus 10 partial contracting model, in which the winning bidder will receive a contract covering all costs of financing, designing, building, operating, and maintaining the line for the first 10 years of commercial operation. Bidders will be asked to submit 10 annual revenue requirements for the initial 10 years of operation. In year 11, the contract will transition to traditional rate regulation under the Ontario Energy Board, or EEB, which will review the prudency of ARRs going forward. The model will include binding commitments for cost management, scheduling, and Indigenous participation, officials said.
ISO also has been consulting with the EEB to develop the regulatory framework for the program, including exempting TSF contracted transmission projects from leave to construct requirements.
One of the key recommendations coming out of the TSF is to remove the leave to construct requirement during project development phase for TSF projects, Jong said. This change is intended to reduce timelines in the development phase, recognizing that, again, a procurement process overall will require additional time and careful execution. The ISO also has been meeting with transmitters, financiers, and engineering, procurement, and construction firms to inform the design of the program. Routing cost containment.
ISO said it will specify terminal connection points for projects but will not prescribe routes.
In some cases, a corridor may have been identified and are protected by the Ministry of Energy and Mines, the ISO said. Such a corridor will not preclude other route alignments as determined through field studies and/or community engagement.
ISO said it is considering cost containment provisions and ways to manage cost adjustments to balance cost certainty and flexibility for legitimate changes.
It asked stakeholders for feedback on whether it should set cost caps or allow developers to propose them.
To protect ratepayers, ISO said it will monitor developers' performance and may reduce their payments if they fail to meet contractual benchmarks regarding availability and transfer capability. Unlike the rate-regulated cost of service model where reasonable operational and maintenance costs are reimbursed to the transmitter, the ISO foresees a potential risk of underinvestment in maintenance and operation from transmitters as an approach to improving transmitter profit margins, it said.
Feedback. Sonny McGinnis complained about difficulty communicating with the ISO. McGinnis, who was representing the Anishinaabeg of Nongashing in northwestern Ontario, said he tried calling after our sessions months ago. I could never line up with anyone. Nobody knew what the heck I was talking about. It can't be just lip service we're getting. Stakeholders should provide written feedback on the TSF plan to engagement at ESO.ca by November 5.
ISO plans to share solicitation documents and contract term sheets in an engagement session in January.